Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boo Ferris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Boo Ferris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball towards left. Chapman catches it and throws to first to double up Culberson. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris fires to first and picks off Vallow. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Culberson. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Culberson. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a fly ball into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Two outs. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes bunts towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0-for-1 in the game. Yurk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes misplays the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-1 in the game. Flores hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vallow hits a line drive towards short. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suter. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Suter steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Majeski is walked intentionally. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pesky moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky moves to third. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimes bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Vallow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCuskey bunts towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Grimes moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar is walked intentionally. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Vallow scores. Grimes moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferris hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.